This morning's reading continues from the prophecy to the races of man, chapter 63. An unfulfilled prophecy is revealed. The hope of the Christian church is the return of Christ. This is the central theme of the New Testament. The prophets of old awaited the manifestation of the Messianic Son of Righteousness, God as Messiah. With the appearance of God's Word and the Son, both of these expected events have transpired. Therefore, the world has been blessed with the greatest and most profound event ever prophesied by holy ones of God. The appearance of God's light in the heavens was preceded by his messenger, the child, who announced this event and who founded a living community that was given supplemental revelations to the Christian church. Therefore, the new community fulfills the church and is the prophesied church of the new advent. It has become a new religion growing out of an old religion, yet the two are inseparable, just as all religions are inseparable. But the new church must be free and independent from the old. This new religion of God will inspire new prophets, create new scripture, and build a new priesthood with authority to teach a new gospel of light in the world. Above all things, this new religion is one of light, a living religion in which its members are part of God's light, manifest in the world through the Son of Righteousness. The new community must instruct the human family how to commune with God directly, and to have a far more comprehensive understanding of God as the source of all life, goodness, and love than ever before in the history of the human family. God is not the property of any one people or nation, nor is God confined to any geographical location. But it is true that God has blessed America and would have men and women build the new temple of light in America, wherein will dwell those persons of light reflecting the sun in community according to the statutes and the codes. Man is living in the last age of the earth when God's light shall generate a new creation, and the old world will be purged by the fire of the sun. Many prophecies given by prophets of former generations are still to be fulfilled. One involves the last great battle between the people of sin and the people of light, who shall dwell in a peaceful land. The Hebrew prophets expected the event to transpire with the coming of the beast, or the false prophet led by Satan, who would lead a vast army of many nations against the restored Israel and to the plains of Armageddon, or the final battle between the powers of darkness and those of God. The Antichrist, called Gog, prince of Mesech and Tubal, with Gomer and the land of Togarmah, the merchants of Tarshish, Sheba, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, and many other people symbolize the material nations of the world that will move upon America. The land out of all nations, as well as the symbolic Israel and the great land from whence issues the new religion of light, in order to rob her of her wealth, to purge the children of light who symbolize the new Jerusalem. This religion of light is not one of hatred, blood, anger, or vengeance. It is one of love, beauty, harmonious, and industrious labor by men and women of light, called out of every nation and every religion of the world. All of the prophecies of olden times are symbolic, and they can be changed by reflection to the sun. Men and women of light can change their destinies and that of the world. Thus, the community must go out into the world and instruct all people in the ways of light, even the dark ones, even Satan himself, who is an angel fallen from his lofty abode, can be illuminated if men and women and the angels of light strive together for the enlightenment of the world. America should fear the nations who would destroy her. Therefore, Let America be a friend to all peoples in goodness, righteousness, and in the creation of a new and higher way of life for all people. For people of the world would know of a righteous God, the knowledge of whom can enlighten their minds and spirits and show them the path to immortality. All things of the world, even those things prophesied, can be altered by righteous men and women, reflecting love and light to God's Son, which is the center of the universe and the door to other worlds which never end. Encourage those of the community to build the temple of learning as a healing center for body, mind, and spirit. Let the righteous from every nation come to it openly and freely for the creation of a better world in which the arts, sciences, and learning of man can work with the sun and its energies, which, being more than light and heat, are filled with the Word of God. The community must be self-reliant, inspiring to its members, teaching a higher way of life that can be lived. All too often, religious doctrines of spiritual orders have been inspired by written words that bring out fear, insecurity, guilt, and unrighteousness. Therefore, let the light of God's mind and the eternal spirit inspire its members. Let the community move away from old ideas that bind and enslave mankind to earthly pursuits. Let human beings reach for the sun and the stars with their minds and with their spirits. By these means, a new race of light beings will come into existence to inherit greater worlds than man can possibly imagine. Above all things, create a life of beauty, goodness, creativity, service, and enlightenment, in which every member can participate with dignity and purpose. Man must change with the coming of the new sun, for to strive against the light of God is to suffer, and God would not that man suffer any longer. The old world must pass away so a new and better world can come into existence. Men and women of light can build a new order upon the earth if they but believe in God and trust in His goodness, righteousness, and love for all things. Let all men and women become a living tabernacle of God, in which God's light and God's word, which is His eternal mind and the knowledge of all things, may burn as a lamp never to be extinguished. Mighty is the one who has returned to the source of God's light and put on a robe of light made in the image of his Creator. Mightier still are those who unite in community to walk in that great light that manifests when those walk in fellowship with God. Let all eat of the hidden manna of the 12 fruits on the tree of life, which grow out of the light of God, so that they may have life eternal and overcome death of the body. Let all read from the book of life, which God has given, so that men and women might be freed from bondage to old religions created by people of an ancient world. By so reading, they may learn of the truth of their origins and the manner in which they may participate in their immortality as children of the eternal God. Let all become free of the earth, which is transitory and passes away after a time, and live in their immortality with God in worlds of light, as was intended from the beginning. Let all live their lives in joy, abundance, and fruitfulness with meaning and purpose, joined in fellowship with their brothers and sisters in light, sharing the life that God gave them as a gift. Let everyone know God, and by this knowing they will know themselves and the world in which they live. Let all know that by living the life of light in righteousness, they can overcome all adversities if they but practice understanding, tolerance, and love. Let all love God, and by this loving, they will love themselves and the world of light, wherein is found all love forever. Let all love God more than any other thing in the world, more than self, more than parent, more than brother or sister, more than spouse, more than children, more than country, more than life itself. And by loving God, they will know love. Let all know that by knowing love, they are immortal and shall never die. For love is the gift of God, given so none may know death, which comes only from darkness, which knows only hatred of self and hatred of God. If man and women know these things, they shall surely be enlightened. and we will now have the blessings.